It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, most certainly. It's been incredibly disappointing. Especially coming here now and seeing all those guys competing out there, and it looked like a ton of fun. And, you know, just first, like, coming here to the facility, you know, seeing your equipment with your name on it and number, and, you know, you get kind of anxious, just wanting to chomp at the bit. But really it's out of my control, right? Like, you know, if you get sick, it happens, it's unfortunate, and you know, you kind of just trying to roll with the punches and working within the restrictions and the limitations that the staff here give me, and just putting my trust in them and you know, doing as much as I can that they let me do. So didn't get cleared to skate today, and I'm hoping I can just continue to take steps and you know, get healthier, and then maybe, I don't know if they'll let me play in the 3-on-3 tomorrow, but you know, maybe get some extra ice and just do some drills out there. Yeah, so it must have been on the plane ride up to L.A. You know, the air kind of just circulates in that plane. And it was kind of after the draft when I got to the hotel, kind of started to feel like, you know, a throat was sore a bit. And then it was on that red eye Saturday night where it kind of just really hit me, you know, like a truck. And, you know, Sunday just probably had like 27 naps over the course of the day. Like, I'd just sit down, just pass out. I went to a walk-in clinic to get some antibiotics, and like my heart rate was like 115, like resting heart rate, and yeah, wasn't feeling good for sure. But the antibiotics have, you know, been working their course, and you know, I'm feeling better now. But at this point, it's just struggling to eat a bit, you know, with the sore throat. But getting better and better as the days go on. Not even too sure. It was kind of hard because I didn't get tested until I got to Buffalo yesterday. And they tested for strep and for COVID, and both came back negative. But he thinks could have been a false negative on the strep, considering the antibiotics have already been, you know, coursing through, and maybe tonsillitis. I think those are the possibilities, as, you know, is how it was presenting. But that's kind of just how it felt for me. It was just really, you know, really hard to eat those first few days. So not getting a lot of food in, lost like 6 pounds compared to my usual weight, and so just trying to eat as much as I can. It's a little bit of a struggle right now, but just doing whatever I can to put that weight back on and get my energy back up.
It's still here, though. You know, even though you can't be on the ice, what do you need?
I think just making connections, meeting all the staff, building those relationships, trying to learn as much as I can, you know, get to know them as best I can. Meeting some of the players too, and just getting here and watching, just really trying to soak things up. But I think, yeah, the biggest thing for me, you know, not being able to skate, is building those relationships and, you know, just learning and You know, unfortunately, it's not the experience I was planning on, but just making the most of what I can do. No, I mean, not much other than just, you know, an introduction, you know, just, hey, you know, I'm Radim, I'm David. Nothing really beyond that so far. I've kind of been doing my own thing, isolated from the group, so haven't met too many of the guys yet. No, it hasn't happened yet. I mean, just getting here yesterday, it probably wouldn't be smart to see Greg, and he probably wouldn't want to see me yet either, you know, with the illness, but that's definitely a priority of mine at some point. Maybe that's something I can talk to Kevin Adams about to facilitate that, but yeah, definitely something me and my family talked about a bunch, and how special it was and how honored I was for Greg to make that selection, and for sure I'll be looking forward to meeting him and just praying for him and wishing the best for him and his family.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.